zone number 1719, and as our council had asked, we need to briefly talk about what the implications of that are for the balance of this application.
Okay, the next motion is CZ 1720, which, as I mentioned, is the change in zone from MR to CR1. And again, that will change the base zoning for approximately an acre of land to commercial. It's adjacent to another commercial piece. So with regard to this one, it doesn't hinge on the action that was taken on the first one, and regardless of whether CU 1944 is approved, the underlying land would stay CR1. So you just need to decide whether you wish for this one-acre parcel to be zoned CR1, keeping in mind that the CR1 component was necessary to support the water park component of the conditional use application.
Mr. Chairman, if I might.
Yes.
I have a concern as to, and I'll certainly defer to our council, but I have a concern as to whether or not this commission can turn around and separate it out into individual pieces when it was presented to us as a package. There was no testimony that I heard that said that, well, if we don't get this, we want that.
Well, you know. I think the answer to that question is yes, we can, because that's the structure we have. In the example of what we just voted on, we essentially denied a downzoning. I've been on this commission for a long time. I very rarely have ever seen that happen, that a downzoning got denied. What we basically have done is we have preserved the density, okay, of that piece of ground, that MR ground, okay. And however, the effect of the downzoning would have been to decrease the density, which I think is generally thought to be a good thing, but that's not what we did. So we do have to vote on them as individual items. However, certainly your thinking on the whole thing is going to have a bearing on how you vote on the individual ones. So it's just.
If I just could add to that, too, because I think your question sort of raises two points. One is, whether or not there's a record to support the change in zone from MR to CR1. That's part of your question. And if your question is also sort of more of a technical one, as part of the application, there was a site plan that was submitted that showed the area to be rezoned to CR1. If that was sort of your question also more technically, in other words, are we just sort of voting on some floating piece of property? That's not the case. I mean, it is called out the area that would be zoned CR1.
Yeah, because that was, in fact, my concern is that the site plans that I was looking at was as a whole project, not as a site plan just for this one
small
piece of ground. Where, while we know that when it comes to change the zone to commercial, we can't predicate our decision based on necessarily what they're wanting to put there, but we make our decision based on what could be put there.
What is appropriate for the area.
Right.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay. Anyone else? Sir.
Mr. Chairman, I too am a little surprised that we would turn down the downzoning, but if it's encapsulated in the consideration of the project as a whole, it makes sense. The motion to denial bypasses those two things. One, it opens up the door for the applicant to come back in and ask for an upzoning to GR, which has its own pitfalls. But that's a future thing. The immediate effect is that it makes the impossible, well, it makes it illogical, I should say, to have a motion to approve the CU. Because in recommending denial of the AR downzoning, now the CU doesn't have the underlying zoning for the RV park. So it effectively kills the CU. Given that consideration, what we're looking at is simply expanding the commercial zone by 1 acre without a specified use, because now the CU is effectively dead. And personally, I don't think it's wise for us to expand commercial zoning areas without having an understanding of why we're doing it, which at the present time is where we're at. So I would be opposed to the commercial zoning approval, given that the previous motion passed.
Okay.
And I can concur with Mr. Ross's comments.
I feel the same way.
Okay. Shall we vote?
Well, you need a motion.
Shall we move on? Shall we move on? When I said that, I mean, well, shall I read it into the record and ask if there is a motion?
Right.
And if there's a motion, then we'll vote. Just shortcutting. Sorry.
Okay, in the matter of change of zone number 1720, Castaways Bethany LLC, is there a motion?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. If it pleases, I have a motion regarding change of zone number 1720. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend a denial, change of zone number 1720 for Castaways Bethany LLC, for a change in zone from MR to CR1, based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons, these reasons being: one, the proposed rezoning is to change land that is currently zoned MR to a CR1 zoning classification. Two, while there are several nearby properties with a commercial zoning classification, they were all zoned that way prior to the adoption of the current comprehensive plan. Three, CR1 zoning is not appropriate for this location, since the county zoning code states that the primary purpose of such zoning is to provide for retail shopping and personal miscellaneous service activities, and that such uses should be along major arterial roadways. In this case, the applicants did not demonstrate they were going to use the property for retail shopping or personal miscellaneous service activities, and the property is not located along a major arterial roadway. The purpose of the CR1 zoning district is not served by this application. And that's my motion, sir.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend denial of change of zone number 1720, Castaways Bethany LLC. And the gentleman I will call the roll, Mr. Burton.
Vote in favor of the denial.
Okay. Mr. Johnson?
Aye, on denial.
Mr. Smith?
For the motion for denial.
Mr. Ross?
No.
And the chair votes no, and the motion carries 3-2. Okay, now.